From CNN, I'm Fez Jamil with the five things you need to know for Thursday, April 18th. Prosecutors in Donald Trump's hush money trial say they'll use his past legal run-ins to discredit him if he takes the stand.
I would testify, absolutely. It's a scam. I tell the truth. I mean, all I can do is tell the truth.
That was Trump on Friday, telling reporters he's willing to testify. In a filing yesterday, the Manhattan DA's office says if that happens, it'll ask the former president about the recent verdicts against him, including his New York civil fraud trial, where it'll claim Trump gave false testimony on the stand last November. Former federal prosecutor Katie Cherkasky says testifying could be a risk for Trump.
There is much to be gained in many cases by a defendant taking the stand, but there are some risks and doors that can be opened that wouldn't otherwise be open to the prosecution in that case.
Jury selection is set to continue today, with 7 of the 12 jurors and 6 expected alternates having been chosen so far. Hopes of a ceasefire and hostage deal between Israel and Hamas are getting more complicated as things get tense with Qatar and the U.S. Both countries have been central to the negotiations between Israel and Hamas, but this week a U.S. congressman said America would have to, quote, reevaluate its relationship with Qatar if it didn't put more pressure on Hamas to agree to a deal. So, Qatar now says it'll reevaluate its role as a mediator, calling the comments not constructive, and says it doesn't control Hamas. Meanwhile, Philippe Lazzarini, the head of the UN's main aid agency in Gaza, claims Israel is trying to shut it down.
The agency is under enormous strain. It is facing a campaign to push it out of the occupied Palestinian territory. In Gaza, the government of Israel seeks to end UNRWA's activities. The agency's requests to deliver aid to the north are repeatedly denied.
Israel has previously claimed some UNRWA workers were involved in the October 7th attacks and has long called for the agency to be disbanded. UNRWA says it has fired the accused employees. And tensions from the Israel-Hamas war continue to be felt in the U.S., especially ahead of Passover. FBI Director Christopher Wray says law enforcement are on high alert for threats ahead of the Jewish holiday.
We at the Bureau remain particularly concerned that lone actors could target large gatherings, high-profile events, or symbolic or religious locations for violence.
He was speaking at an event hosted by the Secure Community Network, a Jewish nonprofit safety and training organization. 911 communication services have been restored in some areas this morning after a brief outage hit 4 states last night. Police in southern Nevada and South Dakota say the service is back on, while the Las Vegas police says everyone who called during the outage has been called back and given assistance. Last night, authorities in Texas, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Nevada reported outages, with some recommending people to reach their local police and county sheriff's offices using their non-emergency line. It's not clear what caused the outages or if they're related. Coming up, some arrests in one of the largest gold heists in history. 6 people have been arrested in last year's multi-million dollar gold heist at Toronto's Pearson International Airport. Canadian and American police say they've issued arrest warrants for 3 others in what they believe was an inside job involving at least 2 former Air Canada employees and fake paperwork. The equivalent of about $16 million worth of gold bars and foreign currency was stolen from a secure facility after arriving from Switzerland. The investigation revealed connections to organized crime with plans to traffic firearms into Canada. Police say only a fraction of the stolen goods has been recovered, though, as most are believed to have been melted down to finance the weapons. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.